The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
The Rambam brings in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chometz and Matzah. Mitzvah Esei Shel Teira Lesapir Benisim V'Niflaus Shenasu L'Aviseinu B'Misraim B'Lo Chamish Osu B'Nisim. It's a positive commandment in the Torah that one should tell and talk about the miracles, the wonders which happened to our fathers in Egypt on the 15th of Nisan, the evening of the 15th of Nisan. That's when we have our first Seder. Shenemar, as it states, he brings a posuk. The posuk that he quotes is in Parshas Bo. Near the end of Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Gimel, posuk Gimel, Vayema Meisha La'om. Meisha said to the nation, Zohor es hayem hazeh ashe yitzosem mi Mitzrayim mi Beis Avodim. Remember this day that you have gone out of Egypt from the house of slavery. Because with a strong hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken you out from here, and you shall not eat chometz. Then the Rambam says that this is a mitzvah. From here is a, that it states Zohar, you should remember. This means that you must speak about it. And just like we find where it states Zohar Hashem HaShabbos, you shall remember the day of Shabbos. And there it speaks also, it refers that we should speak about Shabbos. The way we fulfill the mitzvah there, one of the ways is through Kiddush. And how do we know that this is referring, this mitzvah of Zohar, how do we know it's referring to the 15th of Nisan? Because in the pasuk it doesn't say which day it's referring to. Talmud lema v'igadat alavincha b'yemahu lemor. Because we have another pasuk which is also written right close by, which states that you shall tell your children on that day, saying, "Bavur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzray." Because of this, what Hashem did for me when he took me out of Egypt. Rashi explains, what does it mean because of this? In order that I should fulfill the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of the Pesach, the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of morah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. And from there, the Gemara darshins, at the time when you fulfill these mitzvahs, that's when it's referring to that you should fulfill the other mitzvah of Zohar, of remembering that you went out of Egypt. And when is the time that we fulfill the mitzvahs of Matzah and Morah and Pesach? That's the first night of Pesach, the 15th of Nisan. So we have here a mitzvah of Zohar, which we call the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the telling over of the miracles and the wonders which took place when we went out of Egypt. The Rambam continues, "Vavu Pishen Leben." Now, that other pasuk that he quoted stated, "Vigada Talavincha," you should tell your son. Perhaps it means that you should only tell your son. No, even if he doesn't have a son. And afilu hachomim gedalim. Generally, a son is someone who's small and doesn't understand too much. Now, this refers even if there are great sages. Chayovim lesapir b'yetzias Mitzrayim. On this night, we are obligated to tell over the story of the going out of Egypt. And whoever elaborates more in the story he is praiseworthy. And then the Rambam continues that it's a mitzvah to tell your children the story, and even if the children do not ask, because it states v'igadata levincha, which means you shall tell them even if they do not ask, lefi daiti shel ben aviv malamdei, on this night the father is obligated to teach each son in accordance to his understanding. Ketzad, for example, im haya koten otipish, if the son is very, very small, or is it one that's not clever at all, emalei, he should say to him, bini, my son, kulono hayu hayino avodim, kemay shifcha zu, or kemay eved zeh, we were all slaves. And he points to like that maidservant, or like that slave. That's what we were. B'mitzrayim, in Egypt. U'belayla hazeh poda eisona HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And on this very night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. B'yetzeinu lecherus. And he freed us, and he took us to freedom. B'ma haya ben godel, b'chocham. And if the son is a wise son, Meidia Mashir Alona Bibisraim in Isim, Shinas Alona Idimesh Rabbeinu Akolafi Daitu Shilben. Then he elaborates and he tells him the miracles which took place. From the Rambam, we see that there is a positive commandment in the Torah, besides the mitzvah of matzah when it comes to Pesach, and besides the mitzvah of morer, the bitter herbs, and besides the mitzvah of korban Pesach, sacrifice, there's a positive commandment in the Torah of the telling over of the miracles and the wonders which took place how Hashem took us out of Egypt. And this is how we learn. This is what the pasuk means. What Moshe said to the people, he said, "Zochor b'yema meshalom, zochor es hayema hazeh. Remember this day, asher yitzosem mimitzrayim mibeis avodim, that you have going out of Egypt from the house of slavery, ki bechezek yod heitzi Hashem eskem mizeh, because with a strong hand HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken you out." This mitzvah, we see, according to the Rambam, is not haskora be'alma. So the fact that the Torah said zohar, remember, I might say that it's sufficient to remember. Now, we see that you have to speak about it. But even if the Torah said to speak about it, it might be sufficient to just state the fact that it was on this night that Hashem took us out of Egypt. So the Rambam explains to us, no, this doesn't mean haskor be'alma, just to mention it. This means lesaper, to tell over the whole story. See? And to talk about the whole story. And elaborate. V'chol amarbe areze meshubach. And one who elaborates more is more praiseworthy than the other. This is the mitzvah. And this mitzvah is divided into two parts. Firstly, it's in regards to himself. Many might think that this is the mitzvah to tell people. Now, firstly, it's in regarding to himself. Because when the Torah said Zohar, it's referring to you, you shall remember. And that's what the Gemara brings, and the Rambam brings it a little further, that even if a person is by himself, he's making the Seder himself, he still has to go through and talk about the whole story. He brings a little later, he says, it's a mitzvah for the children, for the son, to ask what happened in order that the father should tell him. This is what the Mishnah tells us, and this is what we're all familiar with. The manishtanoha, manishtanoha layla hazeh. Why is this night different than all other nights? Ein leben, if he has no son, ishtei shalosei, then it's a mitzvah for his wife to ask the questions. Ein le ishtei isha. What happens if he has no wife and there's just a few men together? Shalin zeh zeh, manishtana alayla zeh. Then they have to ask each other. Afilo hayu kulan chachomim, even if they're all wise. Hayu levadai. What happens if he's sitting alone and he's making the seder himself? Shele'atzmei manishtana alayla zeh. Then he has to ask himself. So the first phase of this mitzvah is in regards to himself. He has to remember and he has to talk about it. The second phase of the mitzvah is in regards to others. He has to tell this story over to others. Afilo kulano chachamim, even to wise men. And to children who ask him, and even to children, as it states, ki sholchu b'mchomocha. We have a posuk later on in Parshas Vaaschanan, which states, ki sholchu b'mchomocha le'mor, when your child will ask you. Or, even if your children do not ask you, you have to tell them all over. As it states, from one of the psukim that we just quoted, b'igarato le'vincho, that you shall tell your son. This is what we see from the Rambam. In the Mechilta, on this posuk, which we just quoted, this is in Siman Kuv Beis, Os Gimel, the Mechilta says as follows. Says, Zohar es hayom, you shall remember the day. Perhaps this is a mitzvah only during the day. How do we know that it's a mitzvah at night also? Ein li yele shemaskirin yetzias mitzrayim biyomim belayla minayim. Shnema lemantisko reshem tseischo meyeres mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho. At the end of Parshas Re'eh, Posuk Tes Zayin, Posuk Gimel, there's another posuk that states, Leman Tiskor, in order that you shall remember the going out of Egypt, Kol Yemei Chayecho, all the days of your life. What does it mean, all the days of your life? It would have been sufficient to say the days of your life. Kol Yemei Chayecho Alaylus. If it would said the days, then I would know that I would have to remember every day. Kol Yemei Chayecho, all of the days, to tell us that you have to remember at night also, each night. Kedivrei ben Zema, and this is in accordance to the opinion of Ben Zoma. Chachomim amrim, sages say, no, you're only obligated to remember the going out of Egypt every day of your life, not at night also. So why does it say, kol yimei chayecho? Lehovi limei samashiach, that even after the Melech HaMashiach will come, we will also have to make mention of the going out of Egypt each day of our lives. This also is a Mishnah and a Gemara at the end of the first parak of Masechet Brachos, and we're all familiar with this because this is much of this, what we have said now, has been incorporated in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. This is why the Haggadah Shel Pesach is called Haggadah. From the Pasuk B'Higadato, that you shall tell, because through the Haggadah Shel Pesach is how we fulfill the mitzvah of telling over of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now, we see from the Mechilta that it expands on this mitzvah. This mitzvah is not limited to the night of Pesach itself. But the Mechilta says this is a mitzvah which one is obligated every day of his life. Maskirin yetzias mitzrayim kol yimei chayecho, every day of your life. And there's even a dispute amongst the Tanoim, amongst the rabbis of the Mishnah, if you're also obligated in this every night of your life or not. But every day of your life, everyone agrees that you are obligated. However, there's a difference between the two mitzvahs that we mentioned. The one which takes place on the night of Pesach and the one that takes place every day. The one that takes place every day is sufficient with Haskorah be'alma, merely to make mention that Hashem has taken us out of Egypt. And that, the Gemara says, we fulfill with Krishma. Ani Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hayit, I am the Lord your God who has taken you out of Egypt. On the night of Pesach, there, that's not sufficient with Haskorah be'alma just by mentioning it, but there we need Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the telling over of the whole story, and Kol Hamar Beharizah Meshubach, and the more one tells over, the more mitzvah he has, and that's what the Haggadah Shel Pesach brings. Afilu Kulanu Chachomim, even if we're all wise and we know the story, and it brings the story of the Chachomim that were Mesubin B'Mnei Brak, that they were making the Seder B'Nei Brak, and the whole night they stayed up telling over the story or going into the halachos, the laws of Pesach. What do we see from all of this? We see the greatness of the mitzvah of Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we have to remember the going out of Egypt. In addition, all of our Yom Tevim, the Me'adim, in the Kiddush, not only of Pesach, but of Shavuos, Sukkos, we say, Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah tells us this. Even in the Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah, we say the remembrance of going out of Egypt. Even on Shabbos, which has, doesn't seem to have anything to do with the going out of Egypt, there we say, Zeichel Masa Breishis, to remember that Hashem created the world, but we also say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember that he took us out of Egypt. The fact is, in the Luchos Hashniyos, the second tablets, which are in Parshas Vayeshkanan, when it came to the commandment of Shabbos, it states, "V'zacharto ki eved hoyiso be'eretz Mitzrayim." You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt. "B'yotziacho Hashem elokecha misham b'yot chazok v'zarei netuya," and Hashem took you out of there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. "Al kein sivcha Hashem elokecha la'asis Hashem haShabbos," and therefore I have commanded you to make the Shabbos. And we have many mitzvahs in the Torah, which explicitly the Torah wrote, Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you should remember the going out of Egypt. And even more so, the first commandment of the Ten Commandments, both in Parshas, in the first Luchos, in the first tablets, and on the second tablets, both in Parshas Yisra and Parshas Vayeshkanan, it states as follows, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, Asher Hitzei Sicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodah, that has taken you out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. And this command, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, is considered the cornerstone of the entire Torah. The fact is, it starts with an Aleph, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, while the creation of the world, in the beginning of the Sefer Torah, Bereshis Bara Elokim, in the beginning Hashem created the world, the heavens and the earth, that starts with a Beis. And the Medrash, Nesis Rebbe Kiva, states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu began the creation in the Sefer Torah with a Beis because he saved the Aleph. for when he would reveal himself to Israel on Har Sinai, when he said, Anochi, I am the Lord your God, and there he says that has taken you out of Egypt. We see from here that the fact that he has taken us out of Egypt serves as perhaps the single cornerstone for all of our mitzvahs. And we are required not to let this out of sight or mind, not only on Pesach, but every day of our lives. Mantisko, as James says, Chomeret Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha, every day. And according to Ben Zema, even every night. One would think, why is this so important? Naturally, it is linked to matzah and to chometz and to moral, but here we're speaking in regards to the entire Torah. And perhaps what we should say that it would be more important that we should use as a cornerstone the Zecher L'maaseh Bereishis, to remember that Hashem is the creator of the world, than rather that he took us out of Egypt. So what is the explanation of this? The answer to this is, it is true, the Almighty Hashem is the creator, he's the creator because he created the world. In the beginning he created the heavens and he created the earth and everything which is upon them. He created all of the people, and because of that he is the king and we are servants to him and we are obligated to serve him. This is all true. But there are two dimensions, there are two bechinois to the Malchus Hashem, to the sovereignty of Hashem. There is one dimension in which he is a king over the entire world and all of the nations of the world. There is another dimension in which he is a king over Israel. And one dimension is not similar to the other. To the entire world, he gave mitzvahs. To Adam HaRishon, the first man, he gave 6 mitzvahs. And then 10 generations later, he added a 7th mitzvah to Noah. A mitzvah means a command, and therefore it is linked to the mitzvah and the mitzvah, to the one, to the mitzvah, to the one who commands, the commander, and the one who is commanded. And this is his malchus, this is his kingship over all of the world. It manifests itself in 7 mitzvahs. He is a king. He has commanded the entire world with 7 mitzvahs. And all of the creations, all of the people are bound to him, because they are obligated, it is incumbent upon them to fulfill these mitzvahs. This is his malchus over the entire world. Now, the source of this dimension of kingship is for sure the creation of the world. Because he created the world, and he created the people, therefore he reigns over them. How does he reign over them? With seven mitzvahs. It is incumbent upon all of the creations of the world, all of the 70 nations, to serve him with these seven mitzvahs. So this is the king. These are his commands, and the people must fulfill them, are his servants. This is the first dimension of the Malchus Hashem. Now, we, as Israel, we were also included in this. We were also part of this 70 nations. If we go back into our ancestry, we will find that the 70 nations, which all originated from the three sons of Noah after the flood, we link our ancestry to Shem. There was Shem, Chom and Yefesh. And Abraham, who was our ancestor, was a descendant of Shem. Therefore, Abraham also was amongst the 70 nations of the world. And he also was bound to the Almighty by the seven commands, by the seven mitzvahs. But then something happened. Kodesh Baruch Hu was bochar bi Abraham. He chose Abraham. He loved Abraham. And he took Abraham and his seed. And he took him out of Ur Kasdim, from where Abraham lived. And he said, Lech lecho, me'artzecho, u'mimalaretecho, mi'beisovicho, go out of that land. Go away from your father's land. Go away from your father's family. Go away from your birthplace. Go out of the 70 nations of the world. And subsequently, he brought Abraham to Eretz Canaan, which was to become Eretz Israel. And then he brought his seed down to Egypt. When they came down to Egypt, they did not come down as a nation. Who came down? It was Yaakov Ishu Beisoy. Yaakov and his family. Shivim Nofesh. His family of 70. They were in Egypt for 210 years. When they came out of Egypt, there it states in Parshas Vayeshanan, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, O Hanisa Hashem Levoi Lakachas Legoi Mikerev Goy. Has there ever been a God who has created miracles to take out one nation from another nation? They emerged as a nation. Goy Mikerev Goy, one nation from another nation. With wonders, with miracles, with wars, with a strong hand and outstretched arm, and so forth. And he brought us immediately, within 49 days, to our Sinai, where he gave us the Torah. From that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a king over us. but not in the way that he was a king over us before, and not in the way that he was a king over the rest of the nations of the world. In other words, here was emerging another dimension of Malchus Hashem, of the kingship of Hashem. And he gave us 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara says that Kol HaMeruba B'mitzvahs is Meruba B'kdusha. The more mitzvahs a person has, the more sanctity he has. For example, it states that Kahanim will need Stavu B'mitzvahs Yeseres U'B'kdusha Yeseres. A Kohen has more mitzvahs than a Yisrael. He was given more mitzvahs and more kedusha, more sanctity. With these 613 mitzvahs, we became separated and we became elevated from the rest of the nations of the world to the point where the kingship of Hashem, the Malchus Hashem, became identified with us in a different way than it was identified with the rest of the world. It became mishachesis, it became related to us in a different way than it was related to the rest of the world. And a different kedusha came to Klal Yisrael than the rest of the world. They have 7 mitzvahs. We have 613. And what is the source of this kedusha? Not the creation of the world. That was the source of the 7 mitzvahs which he bound the nations of the world in, or what he had bound us before him. But the source of this was Yetzias Mitzrayim, that he took us out of Egypt and separated us, made us into a nation different than the other nations of the world. And that's why it states, this is in the Oz Yoshir, in the Shira, that Moshe is saying, by the splitting of the sea, Amzu Ga'alta, Amzu Koniso. You have redeemed this nation, you have acquired this nation. By taking them out of Egypt, they belong to you. But didn't we belong to him before? The whole world belonged to him. But we have belonged to him now at a different level and in a different dimension than we or the world belonged to him before. This is what is meant. Moshe told the people at the end of Parshas Vayeshanan, he said as follows, Ki am kodosh ato l'Hashem elekecha. Do not think that you're a nation just like the other nations of the world. All of the nations of the world are servants to Hashem. But there's a difference between you and the other nations, because you're an Am Kodesh, because you are sanctified to Hashem. B'cho b'ochar Hashem elekecho liyeis leila am skula mikolam. Because in you Hashem chose to be his most precious nation from all of the nations, Asher Pnei Adoma, which are on the face of the earth. Lemirubchem mikol ha'amim choshek Hashem bochem. And it's not because you are the greatest nation in multitudes, Vayivcha bochem, that he chose you to be different. Because ki atem amat mikol ha'amim, because in reality you're the smallest of all the nations. Population wise, Israel is the smallest. But ki me'avas Hashem eschem, but because of his love for you, u'mishomru es hashfua Hashem nishba la'vishechem, and because of the oath that he swore to your father, to Abraham, ha'itzi Hashem eschem biyot hazoko, he took you out of Egypt. Yiftachom mi'beis avodim, and he redeemed you from the house of slavery, biyat paray, from the hands of Paroi, u'melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt. He says, you are my servants. But what do you mean we're your servants? The whole world are your servants. Created the whole world. Now, you're elevated and sanctified from the whole world to be my servants. I have chosen you from all of the nations. Not because you're the greatest in number, you're the smallest in number. But still I have chosen you, Lamskulam Mikol Amim Asher Panei Adama, to be the special nation, the most precious nation from all of those on the face of the earth. Because of my love for you and because of my love for your fathers, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, and my oath to them, I have taken you out of Egypt, made you into a nation where you are servants to me in an entirely different dimension than the rest of the world are servants to me. Now, there's a further depth in what we're saying. Mitzvahs, the command between a king and his subject, these are the bonds. These are the shackles which tie the servant to his master. Another principle is the sages tell us that the status of a servant is proportionately related to the status of his master. For example, it states, Eved Melech is a Melech. If a person is a servant to a very lowly person, then he's a very lowly servant. If he's a servant to a king, he becomes like a king. Actually, in the royal houses, in times when servants were very common, in royal households, or in the households of old, England and other places, a servant took great pride, and they had their own social levels. Then a servant that was a servant to a very royal household of nobility, or a baron of only a household, that was a yichus, and he held himself far above the other servants. That Chazal tell us that the status of the servant is in relationship appropriately to the status of the master. Eved Melech Melech. So then, how much more so when it comes to be an Eved to the Melech Malchei Amelochim, to the King of all kings? If it's a great yichus to be a servant to a king, then how much more so to the King of all kings? Now, in regards to the nations of the world, and we were also amongst the nations of the world, he gave seven mitzvahs. In these seven mitzvahs, he bound the nations to himself. These were the seven chains, seven ropes, seven shackles that binded the nations of the world to he himself. Now, even though they are bound to him, But this did not tie them completely to Hashem. They are also bound to their physical nature. The binding of mitzvahs basically is attached to the nefesh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, he created him, Ofer min ha'adoma, he created him from the earth, and he gave him Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and he gave him a living soul. The mitzvahs direct themselves to the soul of the person. And there were seven, but they were still bound also, and we were amongst them, to the earth that they came from. Therefore, even though they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still in essence, in many ways, they were still servants to the earth. And in particular, when we're speaking of nations that did not raise themselves to a great stature. One of the greatest illustrations of this was Mitzrayim, Egypt, or other such nations. The Chazal refers to them and the Prophet. It states, Shulachem Peim Achamor, Am Adem Elachamor. There are nations in the world which are similar to the Chamor, to the donkey. Now this was not, they weren't trying to be insulting. They were telling us something. What does the Chamor represent? The Chamor's name, Chamor, comes from the word Chomer. Chomer means physical substance. Everyone is created with a mixture of physical and spiritual substance. He created man, Ofer min Adama, a physical substance, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, and he blew into his nostrils a spiritual substance. So everyone has this mixture. So why is the Chamor called? Why was he given a name of Chamor? Physical substance. Everyone has that. Chamor was the one creature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a great abundance of physical substance and a very small abundance of spiritual substance. And this is why he's physically so strong. He's the pack animal. There is no animal that can carry a load like the Chamor. And there is no animal that can work like the donkey. States the Chazal tell us that every animal, every working animal, at night time you got to come and take care of him. You got to take him into the barn, and you got to make him a nice bed of straw and hay and give him what to eat. And if you don't take care of him, he'll get sick. If he's a horse, or if he's an ox, whatever he might be. But the donkey carries on, states. He'll carry on right through the night. And if it'll rain or snow, it doesn't bother him. And he gets tired and go over to the side of the road and rest and then carry on. So this was the Chamor. Nations which became subservient to the physical earth that they came from, the Chazal pointed a finger at them and they said, Chamor, you're like the donkey. You have become entirely physical, where your spiritual nature is almost non-existent. Am hadem lechamor. And the Novi, the prophet, said on Egypt, Psoram kibsar chamorim, Egypt was the epitome of this. Because Egypt was a nation that became so subservient to the earth that they came from, that they became famous for all of the depravities, from all of the indecent acts of human mankind. They became sorcerers. See, the whole land was full of witchcraft. It was full of they were sheikhei domim, they were murderers, they were idolaters, they were adulterers, everything. So the Novi, the prophet, called the Egyptians psorim kibsar hamorim v'zarim kizera susim. Your flesh is like the flesh of donkeys, your seed is like the seed of horses. This is what they were referring to. So the nations of the world, even though that they had these seven ropes which could pull them up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was attached to their nefesh, but meanwhile they were still attached to the earth, and many times they would sink deep into the earth to the point where these attachments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu would become almost non-existent. In an animal, he in essence is a servant. He was made to serve man, but in essence he's a servant even without a master, because he cannot serve himself. He's bound too much to the earth he came from, to the earthen nature that's in him. But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. But this is what happened to many of the nations of the world. On the other hand, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Abraham, Mi'ur Kazdim, he says, I don't want you there anymore. Lech Lecho. Go out from there. Detach yourself from there. And I'm going to make a nation from you. And this process came through Egypt. There we find, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give to Klal Yisrael? No less than 613 mitzvahs. 613 commands, attachments to the nefesh of Yisrael. The Chazal asked, what is the significance of 613? So state 613, there's a Ramach mitzvahs asay, 248 positive commandments, Shasa, 365 negative commandments. Ramach mitzvahs asay, the 248 positive commandments all correlate with the 248 different organs of the human body, and the 365 negative commandments that correlates with the 365 tendons, nerves, muscles and so forth of the body. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached Klal Yisrael to himself in every possible way. In every way possible. He gave them mitzvahs which they could elevate themselves entirely to him. The Gemara brings another reason of the 365 negative commandments. Keneged Yemeis HaChama, the orbit of the sun, 365 days. What is the significance of this? This refers to the time, force of time in the world. The 365 days of the year, this is the creation of time which HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed into the world. The sun is in charge of it. The sun governs time for us. He moves, time moves. If he wouldn't move, time would not move. He governs time for us. Time is perhaps the greatest natural force that we have in the world. If you're strong enough to stop the movement of the sun, then you would be strong enough to stop the movement of time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs which correlate to every day of the movement of the sun, to show that we can become also lemala min hashemesh. The sun is part and parcel of the physical world. These attachments he gave to us is to lift Klal Yisrael beyond the powers and the forces of the sun. Now, through this, through these mitzvahs, we became mesuchra legamri, totally free from the earthen forces of nature, from the forces of nature externally and from the forces of nature which are in us, we became free of. This is what is known as Chedus. That's why the sages darshaned when Hashem gave the Ten Commandments to Moshe, it states Chorus ala luchais. They were engraved on the tablets. The sages darshaned Al tikre chorus elocherus. The word chorus engraved on the tablets mean the same as cherus, freedom, on the tablets. She'ein lecho ben cherin elami she'yasek betorah. Freedom, true freedom can come only if one attaches himself to Torah. Because if one does not reach that level, then he is attached to the earth, and the earth becomes his master. The external world becomes his master, and the forces of the earth that he was created from, which are within him, become his master. And then he becomes like the chamor. He becomes chomer, part and parcel of the earth. He wants to break the confines of the earth. He has to go up. Where does he have to go up to? To the mitzvahs in the Torah of Hashem, to the tablets. And that's why it states Chorus ala luchais, from the tablets came Chorus, came freedom to Klal Yisrael. This is why we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes very upset when someone from Klal Yisrael, someone from the nations of the world, wants to go and sell himself as a slave. We do not find that Hashem becomes so upset with that. But when a Jew sells himself as a slave, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes very upset. It states that a Jew goes and sells himself as a slave. Or, for example, if a Jew does something which forces him into slavery, and now he has a chance to go free, but he elects to stay a slave. So in Parshas Mishpatim it states, "Berotza Adonav es osnei b'matzeya." Perichof alav posuk vov. The master has to take a boar, and he bores a hole in his ear. He puts him next to the mezuzah, next to the doorpost. And the Mechilta says, what's the significance of boring a hole in his ear, and what's the significance that it should be near the mezuzah, near the doorpost? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes very upset with this. He says, Eizen Shishama al Har Sinai. You stood on Har Sinai. Whether you were there physically or you were there spiritually, all of the souls were there of Klal Yisrael. So you stood on Har Sinai. And you heard me say to Klal Yisrael that I have taken you Amzu Koniso, Amzu Goalta, I have redeemed you from Egypt. And before you were Avodim Lavodim, you were slaves to slaves. And now I have freed you forever from being slaves to slaves, and you are my slaves now. I have lifted you up to be the servants of the Melech Malchei Amalochim. And you went v'holach v'kono odon le'atzmoy. Now you've gone, you've reverted, and you've gone back, and you went and bought a master for yourself. Let your ear be pierced, because it was that ear that heard. Or the mezuzah testified, the doorpost testified what I did in Egypt, because I told, when I brought the Makas Becheres, a plague to kill every firstborn, which was the greatest of all of the 10 plagues, and I told all of the Hebrews that they should eat the Korban Pesach in their homes, sacrifice that evening, that was the night of Pesach, and they should take the blood and put it on their doorpost. And when the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, came through the land, if there was blood on the doorpost, he did not harm that household. So the mezuzah testified to that. And this was to free them. And now you went and you sold yourself back as a slave. Let the mezuzah come and testify that I had taken you out from slavery forever. Because this is entirely the antithesis of the Abdus Lashem. There's the Yishalmi that states that an Eved cannot say Shema Yisrael. Because how can he say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad? He declares that I have only one God. He's a slave. He has another master. He cannot declare he has only one master. So from here, now we can understand that when we speak of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem has taken us out of Egypt, we're not referring here merely to something of history that happened, or we're not referring here merely to Pesedik Mitzvahs. Rather, we're referring here to a cornerstone of all Avdus Lashem, of all the mitzvahs to Hashem. And this is why we were commanded that a Jew must never forget this. You were the same as the 70 nations of the world, and they were all my servants, but in a very limited sense. I had bound them to me with merely 7 mitzvahs, not totally, and they were still very much bound to the earth that they came from. But because of Abraham and Yitzchok and Yaakov, you came to Egypt. You came to Egypt as a household, Yaakov, Ishu, Beisai. And from there, I took out a game of care of girls, you became a nation. And I freed you. And I gave you 613 mitzvahs, which encompasses every aspect of yourselves. And elevates you to me, binds you to me in every possible way, and takes you out of the earth and out of the forces of time. And because of that, you are a nation, Amskula, the most precious nation from all nations on the face of the earth. So therefore, this a Jew must never forget. Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Asher Itzeisicha Eschem, Asher Itzeisicha Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. I have taken you out of Egypt, and therefore I can be king over you in a totally different dimension than a king over the rest of the nations. So the fact that Hashem is a king over the rest of the nations and us also in the first dimension, that has its source in Eisei Shamayim Va'oretz, he created the heavens and the earth. But from the fact that he's a king over us and we have been elevated to be his servant in this dimension of Torah and Mitzvahs, that's because he redeemed us from Eretz Mitzrayim, from Egypt. Accordingly, in accordance to the dimension that a person realizes this, that he realizes that Hashem has taken us out of Egypt and brought us to him, that will be his dimension that he'll be able to free himself from the physical world and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This means that if a person is oblivious to the fact that we were ever slaves, that we were ever freed, he knows of it, but it means it's insignificant. It's not part of him. Then this dimension that he is able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes very small. But in accordance to the erech, in accordance to the dimension of which this becomes part of him, like the Haggadah tells us, the Rambam writes, that a person has to look at himself all of the time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Egypt. In accordance to how clear and how close an individual is to that concept, that will be the dimension in which he can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and free himself from the attachments to the physical world, to the earth that he has come from. And therefore we were commanded that we are not allowed to be Messiah Das from this. Never allowed to forget this. Every day. Pesach is the time to elaborate on this. And we have many, many mitzvahs that constantly bring this into the fore. But every day, this we are not allowed to forget. Actually, if a person would live together with this, which we are obligated to do, to live constantly with this, then a person, see, we are all, we have the human nature of being complainers. We always, this is the human nature, this is the nature we have. We always have something to complain about. If you tell someone that we're having wonderful rains, they'll say, well, what good is the rains if, heaven forbid, a person can get killed when he steps out of his house onto the streets? If there's a time of drought and the streets happen to be safe, and you tell people, look, what a wonderful place, no crime, they'll tell you, well, what good is it that there's no crime if there's no rains? So we'll always find something to complain about. This is unfortunately our nature. But if a person lives with this mitzvah, L'man tizkor Hashem tzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho, then a person is constantly realizes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. That we were Avodim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro in Egypt. Like the Rambam says, you tell your child and you point, like that slave over there or like that maidservant over there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and took us out of Egypt and made us into free men and made us into his personal servants. So how fortunate we are. And we're supposed to remember this every day. So what do we have to complain about? Therefore, this is the mitzvah where the Rambam bases his source on what Moshe told the people. He said, "Zichor es hayem azeh asher yotzosem mimitzrayim mibeis avodim." Remember the day of which you are going out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, biki bechezik yod heitzi Hashem eschem mizeh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken you out from here, from there, with a very strong hand. We should all be zeicher to a wonderful Pesach, achag kosher v'sameach, achag cheruseinu.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.